Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy, beautiful journey we call life. Now, let's be real. Sometimes things get tough, right? We all have those moments where we feel like we're falling short, messing up, or just not good enough. Ever felt that gnawing self-criticism creeping in, telling you to pick yourself apart? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet and the inner voice starts blasting away? Well, today, we're tackling a topic that's absolutely crucial building self-compassion and practicing genuine kindness towards ourselves. Think of it like this. Imagine treating your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself. Would you bombard them with negativity when they stumble? Would you withhold support and understanding when they're down? I bet not. So why do we often dish out that same harsh treatment to ourselves? Self-compassion isn't about being easy on ourselves or ignoring our flaws. It's about recognizing that we're all human, that we make mistakes, and that life is a learning curve. It's about offering ourselves the same warmth, understanding, and support we would extend to someone we truly care about. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We all mess up. It's a part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over a mistake, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, setbacks are not failures. They're opportunities for growth. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take time to really connect with your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those critical voices start whispering, simply observe them without feeding into the negativity. Imagine yourself as a calm observer, watching your thoughts come and go like clouds in the sky. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Be gentle with yourself, especially when you're feeling down. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend in need. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love and compassion even on your toughest days. 4. Challenge negative self-talk. Pay attention to those harsh inner voices and start challenging their validity. Are they truly accurate reflections of who you are? Often, our negative thoughts are distorted and exaggerated. Replace those critical messages with positive affirmations and encouraging words. You deserve it. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let go of the pressure to be perfect. Perfection is an illusion, anyway. Strive for progress, not perfection, and celebrate your accomplishments along the way. Remember, the journey is just as important as the destination. Think about a time you were really hard on yourself. Maybe you made a mistake at work or didn't achieve a goal you set. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. Would you have handled it differently? Instead of dwelling on the negative, could you have offered yourself some understanding and support? Remember, being kind to yourself doesn't mean giving up or accepting mediocrity. It means recognizing your humanity, acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses, and treating yourself with the same love and care you would offer someone you cherish. So, let's recap. We talked about how self-compassion isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a powerful tool for navigating life's challenges with grace and resilience. Remember to acknowledge your humanity, practice mindfulness, treat yourself with kindness, challenge negative self-talk, and embrace imperfection. These are the building blocks of a more compassionate and fulfilling life. Ready to put this into action? Start by identifying one area where you could be kinder to yourself today. Maybe it's reframing that critical inner voice or offering yourself a little extra encouragement. Take that small step and trust me, you'll feel the difference. And remember, if you find this helpful, share it with a friend who might need a dose of self-compassion too. Let's spread kindness one conversation at a time. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep embracing the journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.